It has been a violent week in Afghanistan. Yesterday, gunmen burst into a maternity hospital in Kabul and killed 24 people. In another part of the country, a suicide attack at a funeral left at least 32 people dead. All of this comes at a time when the Taliban and the Afghan government are supposed to be negotiating a peace deal. The world's Shirin Jafari has the story.
Mothers, infants, and hospital workers. They were some of the people killed at the maternity hospital in Kabul on Tuesday. This hospital employee spoke with Afghan reporters. She says she had just welcomed new patients earlier that morning. A few hours later, they were all dead. I wish I had never admitted them, she says. I just wish I hadn't. The twin attacks in Kabul and Nangarhar province have left many Afghans in shock. Hadi Marifat directs the Afghanistan Human Rights and Democracy Organization. Marifat says the coronavirus lockdown in Kabul might explain why the assailants targeted a hospital.
Kabul is locked down and there are not many gatherings of the people that they could go and target. So the hospital was the only somehow place with a lot of people there to be attacked and killed.
The Taliban denied it was responsible for Tuesday's attacks. Marifat says blame is shifting towards the Islamic State.
But we know that such kind of attack cannot be carried out without some sort of support from the Taliban.
Other experts I talk with agree. They say the Taliban and the Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan often work together. And here's why this is important. Back in February, the United States reached an agreement with the Taliban. The longtime enemies signed a deal that promised to pave the way for peace in Afghanistan. But since then, the Taliban has continued to carry out attacks, dozens of them every day. Last week, the U.S. said it would no longer report the number of insurgent attacks in Afghanistan.
We are not pleased with the level of violence in Afghanistan.
Jonathan Hoffman, a spokesman at the Defense Department, explained why.
We're working toward a better solution and a better place for Afghanistan, and that the sharing of that information would not move that ball forward. And so,
this is concerning for members of the Afghan government. They say the U.S. is turning a blind eye to the atrocities of the Taliban. Maryam Soleiman Khail is a member of Afghanistan's parliament.
The hundreds of attacks have happened on Afghan citizens since the deal has been signed. So in the agreement, they said there would be a reduction of violence, but it has yet to happen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said yesterday that his government is not going to stay silent. He ordered security forces to begin an offensive against extremist groups. Soleiman Khail supports the president's decision.
People are dying when we're in a defensive nature, so if we can become offensive, maybe it'll give us some hope.
Soleiman Khail says Afghans want peace with the Taliban, but the Taliban has to meet them halfway. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.